one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we have a coach's night here on the show. We'll be joined in just a moment by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. We'll talk about the Rhinos' new player signings that have been announced recently and the preparations for the upcoming season. It's just around the corner, starting up in a couple of months' time with preseason. And at 7 o'clock, Rochester Lancers coach Josh Reif will share his thoughts on the two huge matches this weekend for the team. They look to get into the playoffs with wins over Pennsylvania on the road on Friday, and then finally back home at the Blue Cross Arena Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. against the Milwaukee Wave. And Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will also be with us as usual to talk about the latest in U.S. and world soccer news, probably a little bit about some match that happened today over in Manchester that made me smile from ear to ear. We'll talk about that in just a little while, but most importantly, we're very happy to welcome back to the show after a lengthy absence, calling in from a super secret hypoallergenic location, Joe Sirianni joins us. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and so very happy to be back, and thank you for holding the fort while I was under the weather. I've been fighting this cold for over 3 weeks right now, and I'm glad to say that I'm feeling better, that my voice is back, and I'm very happy to be back at the show with you, because I missed it very much. But again, my thank you very much for having done a good job to keep the show going in my absence.
Well, we're going to work you in slowly, Joe. I guess tonight we're only going to have you on for half the show because of your commitments with the sport club. But we'll hopefully have you on for the full show next week. But we got a big show tonight we talked about just a moment ago. We're going to bring in our first guest right now. Gentlemen, we're very happy to have back in Rochester once again coaching the Rochester Rhinos and a great friend of our show. Bob Lilly joins us now. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. 2014 season tickets are on sale right now. You don't want to miss all the action. 454-KICK is the number to call, or go to rhinosoccer.com. You don't want to miss out on the exciting USL Pro action in 2014. Bob, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hi, Andrew. Hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob.
I'm doing better.
Great to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to know. Every time I call on the show, I know, Andrew, you know, we go way back, but I think even longer with Joe. Joe, you okay over there?
I'm doing better. Thank you, Bob. And
okay.
I'm so very glad to have you back. And yes, true, we go back a long time when you were the opponent, not the guy that guided.
I like being on this side better, so I'm happy to be here. Back in Rochester.
I have to say that even though you were on the other side, so to speak, you were always as good as you are right now, and eloquent, and it was a pleasure having you then and having you now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Bob, there's certainly been a lot of new players that have been signed by the Rhinos, a number of them, so I wanted to talk to you about those players. First of all, a couple of guys who are coming over from the former Tampa Bay team, who is no longer in the USL Pro League anymore. They dropped out, but gentlemen who are veterans of the league. First, let's talk about Kyle Hoffer, center back, who certainly has a lot of experience in this league. I know you've seen him play many times, and he's certainly going to be a big asset to the Rhinos this year.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's done well in the league. I mean, he was with FC New York in 2011. He was finishing up at St. John's, a very good Division One program. You know, was a starter, was one of their best players, and, you know, an all-league player there. Second year, he won a championship in Charleston. And last year, he played with Tampa. But, you know, I've tracked the player for a while now. Very, very solid, good in the air, runs well, good on the ball. You know, I think he's going to be a good building block for us in the back.
And Bob, I want to thank you very much for having the Italian flavor on the team. We got Petron, we got Obasi, and we got Sasso. Thank you so much.
Well, they're not all Italian, Joe.
Wait. They're not all Italian, yeah. Petron,
changed the name. I met him Italians.
You think Obasi's Italian?
Well, Obasi's got an answer with a vowel, you know.
Yeah.
And Sasso, I just took the U out of it and met him Italian.
Okay. Well, I'm still working on Italian players. Don't worry. My GM president wants Italian players here too. So.
And we're going to change your name. We're going to change your name. They'll take the Y. We're going to put an O on it. Lillo. We're going to call you Bob Lillo.
All right.
Well, you mentioned the one Italian we certainly have is Samuel Petrone, or I don't know if you pronounce it that way, or Patron, but he's an American player, played in Sweden and also played in Iceland, and was a member of Clemson and Seton Hall in his collegiate career, so certainly a player with some international experience, but also a U.S.-born player.
Yeah, and, you know, we had him in our December combine, and very intelligent player, plays between the lines, attacking player, you know, very technically good, very smart. His movement is probably his biggest strength, and causes problems for defenses with his movement. So, you know, he's someone that, you know, I think understands how to get in those soft spots of defenses and cause problems, you know, and at the end of it, he's a pretty good goal scorer and playmaker, you know. So, you know, he's certainly someone that we think will be competing for time. We expect to have, you know, other players that have talent where, you know, but he brings a unique individual skill set that, you know, I think you're seeing it more and more in this country, those players that it's not all power and pace, but it's also that craftiness as a player. You know, you've had a couple of good ones through the years in Italy that understand how to play the game in that, like, attacking midfield or withdrawn forward role, and that's really the role he'll play with us.
That's great. And Bob, just when are you intending to have all the players on in Rochester or whatever you're going to
try? Yeah, well, we will be bringing them in at the end of this month. So we're actually planning on starting March 3rd is a Monday. You know, the players will probably come in February 28th, which is a Friday. They'll get physicals over the weekend, and then we'll open up with training camp on March 3rd. Our first game is April 5th in Orlando. You know, so we've got about just under 5 weeks before we play our first game in Orlando.
Boy, what a way to start the season, huh? I got to play against the defending champions and team, of course, that will be moving to, or they say moving, there'll be a new team in MLS in 2015 in Orlando. There's been talk that this USL Pro team may move to another city to stay in the league, but you'll be playing at the ESPN Wide World of Sports this year instead of at the Citrus Bowl when they're doing their renovation. So it should be a lot of fun. And then, as usual, the Rhinos have some road games to start with. They have to go to Dayton and then play against the reserves of the Chicago Fire at Toyota Park, one of the preeminent stadiums at Major League Soccer, before the home opener, which is a little early this year, and a special date and time, Sunday afternoon, 4:05, against the Charleston Battery. And Joe, I'm sure you're happy. That's like the old Lancer days we played on Sunday afternoons.
That's great. And what I really think is that, and I want to ask Bob, the excitement, it's already here. Spring is just around the corner. And Bob, I just would like you to comment a little bit on your perspective for this coming year, given the emphasis a little bit on the LA Galaxy, that they're going to have their team fully supported by, you know, the organization. Just to give us your opinion on what's next for the USL Pro.
Joe, I am so excited about the relationship right now with USL and Major League Soccer, because with the LA Galaxy putting a team in, there will be many other teams in MLS that put their reserve teams in our league, and there will be more and more player movement. By next year, there will be every team in MLS will either be affiliated with the team in our league or be looking at ways to play their reserve teams in our league full-time rather than just, you know, like last year and this year, a lot of the teams, you know, you have one game at home against an MLS reserve team and one game on the road. But LA is taking the lead, you know, for that league and saying, our players need more games, they need better competition, and we want those games to mean something, and we know those games mean something in the USL Pro. So I was exciting to be at the league meetings and see where we're going. Obviously, adding Sacramento, Preki is the coach there. Jimmy Nielsen just got done with a great career in Kansas City as the new coach in Oklahoma City. You know, the LA Galaxy team coming in. And I think that's really important for our league. We have sent, you know, the most players, you know, more than NASL into MLS. And we have had better results in the Open Cup. And, you know, I think the USL is, you know, has a proven track record with a lot of the clubs and the continuity and stability of the clubs. So for me, you know, it's a great step in the right direction that, you know, since I was here the last time, the movement and the partnership relationship with MLS has grown tremendously, you know, which I think, you know, obviously, you know, the quality of MLS and the stability of that league is having an effect on us growing our league as well.
And I'm excited about this, Bob. And we got Tulsa, with hopefully maybe Charlie Mitchell will get involved with that team. And we've got Colorado Springs, and who knows, maybe Miami with Mr. Beckham, if he gets his act together, might get a team in. But I want to ask you specifically about New England, because the Rhinos, of course, was affiliated with New England last year, and they had two big name picks in the draft. Steve Newman out of Georgetown with the fourth pick, and then the two-time Herman Trophy winner Patrick Mullins out of Maryland was also selected by the Revs. I mean, I don't know if we're going to see those players here in Rochester, but, you know, you never know. I mean, we'll see what happens with the Revs and who they send us. But I mean,
well, interestingly enough, I mean, they had such a good season, and they are loaded. Diego Fagundes, Kellen Rowe, Lee Nguyen, you know, in the midfield attacking players, you know, Demetrius Mbongo up top, Jerry Bankson. I mean, they have a lot of quality players. And I was down at the USL Combine at the end of last week. And, you know, from Monday through, I just got back Saturday night. I spent from Monday to Saturday, I was in camp with New England down in Bradenton, Florida. So I was able to get very familiar with those players. We will get players on loan. You know, it's too early. They have, you know, another camp. They're finishing up in Florida in a couple days, but then they go home for a week. Then they have a camp in the middle of February for about 10 days in Arizona. But, you know, we're in constant contact. And, you know, I know last year it was the first year of the relationship, and, you know, we got some players from New England. You know, a couple of them had injury issues, and, you know, the other players didn't play a major impact. But, you know, we're anticipating that we're going to get a higher quality player on loan from New England this year. And I'm anxious, you know, to keep working with them to see what players may be the right fit. You know, obviously, if they feel like they're ready to play a lot of minutes in MLS, you know, then they won't be with us. But the depth and the ability on their roster is significantly better than it was at the start of last season. And I think that bodes well for us as their affiliate in terms of the players we may have access to in Rochester this year.
Well, Bob, I know we still have a lot more to talk to you about, but unfortunately we're out of time. But we'll definitely have you on again in the near future to talk more about what's coming up with the Rhinos when camp gets going. I mean, a lot of questions out there. Certainly the goalkeepers are a question. I heard there's a guy named Bush who might need a job that you might know about. And
yeah, I know. He's not, I don't think he's going to need a job. I think San Jose is going to hang on to him. So
That would have been nice, but
yeah,
I can understand
absolutely.
He wants to stay up with MLS. But Bob, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon. Again, we'll learn more about what's coming up with the Rhinos this season.
Thank you very much. Take care. Joe, take care of yourself. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you for being
a
second
kick
in the grass.
Have a good show. All right.
Bye-bye. Bob Lilly here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll look at international soccer with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhino's office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhino's website at rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhino's website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena on Sunday afternoon, February 9th, against the Milwaukee Waves starting at 3 p.m. It's Mascot Day, and the Lancers will be celebrating the Special Olympics at the match. The RIT Pep Band will be playing, and the first 1,000 kids will receive free Thunder Sticks. And you can get a free personally styled Mohawk haircut at the match, courtesy of Sport Clips. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Just listen to it, everybody. That's right.
Going to talk
our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Dental Dr. David Olivo Gates, who takes care of my ear-to-ear smile that I have today after today's big match. 328-3382 is Dr. Olivo's office, or go to his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. Good evening, Dick. How are you
good
tonight?
Good evening, Andrew. Welcome back, Joe, and congratulations, Andrew. What a performance result today.
No, Dick, no congratulations for Chelsea.
Value for the win.
Joe, Juventus won too, so you should be happy.
Juventus won. Juventus is better than Chelsea anyway.
I don't know. Chelsea's in the Champions League knockout stage, and Juve didn't make it. So
it's okay. But it's just a cup.
Goes to show you, Dick, and you know this better than anybody. Defense wins championships, and today, just like the Seahawks and that other sport they call football proved yesterday, today Chelsea dominated defensively. Manchester City could not do anything. They had, possession, but possession didn't result in any. They had two shots on goal the whole game.
Ivanovic
put one goal in.
Yeah, good comparison, Andrew, with the Seattle Seahawks. You know, as I say, attacking play wins fans, but defense wins trophies. And certainly that was a masterful performance today. And, great strike by Ivanovic. And what was it, 2-3 posts?
Yes, it could have been much worse.
So they certainly impressed in all areas of the field. Eden Hazard, I thought, was absolutely superb. And Pedacek made two key saves late on, and they're walking away from a stadium that no team has walked away from having won a game this year, so that's great.
City had gone 62 matches without being shut out at home until today. And it just it's a masterful performance, and I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's just but what it does is it makes the Premiership now just it's a three-team race, and I think anything now can happen. Every game now is going to be critical. I mean, Chelsea still sits third behind City on goal difference. Arsenal 2 points ahead, but Arsenal still has to go to Stamford Bridge later in the year. But this Saturday, it's Arsenal and Liverpool. What a big match that's going to be. If Liverpool has any chance to get closer to the top three, they need a victory on Saturday.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, isn't it, when you look at a couple of wins and what it does, whether you're going for the top four spots in Europe or whether you're trying to avoid relegation. It's just amazing. Unlike some of the other leagues in Europe where, it's just two or three teams. And in Italy, only one team, Joe, right?
No, actually, Roma's pretty good too, so you got
to... You reckon Roma will give La Vecchia Signora a run today for their money?
Yeah, well, I would think that it's not over yet. I think Roma, has proven to be a great team, and I have a lot of respect for them. But of course, we're leading the league. But you know, it's only one win, two, three wins, and you the way you go, or three losses.
That's right. Well, they're 9 points clear, and I think the Roma game was it abandoned or something at the weekend.
That's right.
It was abandoned because of the. Yeah. Of the field being inundated with water. It's going to be played, I think, March 2nd or March 9th. So,
The Juventus win over Inter was great, and I'm sure they love those kinds of wins because Inter, you expect, you know, Inter in Milan, geez, they're not having the best of seasons, especially AC Milan. It will be interesting to see how Seedorf finishes off the season, but. Juve are doing so well. I can't see anybody touching them, Joe, to be quite honest.
Let's hope that you are correct. I think that like you said, in the league in nearly, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth spot.
And Napoli, you know, getting beaten in Bergamo, you know, 3-0, that's not the result you expect. I think Juve are got it all sewn up.
I think Napoli is in trouble.
Napoli has Milan on the weekend, and Juve has to go to Hellas Verona, who are sitting in fifth place right now, so it certainly won't be an easy game for Juve. And Lazio and Roma on Sunday in the Rome Derby, and that's always a very entertaining and hard-fought match.
And there is a lot of animosity between those two teams anyway, so... It's going to make it for a good match. I just hope that the fans behave in a normal way because there is a lot of animosity between the fans of those two clubs.
That's for sure. But Dick, we're talking about
the ultra.
That's right. And anytime those two teams play each other, it is a war. And it's going to be a great match to see. But also happening, Dick, in Spain. Boy, things have just gone. Topsy-turvy. Atletico Madrid now top of the table, and both the Barcelona and Real dropping points. Barcelona losing at home, and that hardly ever happens.
Yeah.
And the Atletico Bilbao holding Madrid to a 1-1 tie, but they're not going to have Cristiano Ronaldo for about three matches because of a shot to the face that he delivered on Sunday. So
yeah, I didn't see the offense, but apparently it's a very lethargic slap to the face, and the player went down. Polax, which is the norm these days, isn't it? But I didn't see what happened, but they'll certainly miss him. But no, Atletico Madrid, I think Diego Simeone has done an outstanding job there, and of course they will probably dedicate the win on the weekend to Luis Aragonés, who passed away recently, who'd done so much for the club as well as in the national team program. So they are certainly on fire at the moment, and they have that Copa del Rey match, a semi-final first leg against Real Madrid this Wednesday, and might be without David Villa, who's been certainly one of their key players this season. But they've done tremendously well and full deserved where they are in the La Liga, and they could well be one of the contenders, I think, in the Champions League.
It's going to be tough to beat. That game will be on beIN Sport at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. The Madrid derby, of course, again, it's not a league match. It's a cup match, but still it'll be a very tough, hard-fought match. Roma and Napoli will also be playing on Wednesday. And the big match, Liverpool-Arsenal on Saturday. That, by the way, that's going to be on USA Network because of the Olympic coverage on the NBC Sports Network. That's going to be... So USA is going to be covering the EPL for the next couple of weekends. Of course, Chelsea and Newcastle will be playing on Saturday as well in the 10 o'clock match. The early game is Liverpool against Arsenal, and then it'll be Norwich and Manchester City will also be playing at 10, and then there'll be the second leg of the Wales derby. Swansea and Cardiff will be on as the nationally televised match on NBC on Sunday. So it's going to be a lot of games.
So many games. It's great to see.
Joe, anything else for Dick?
No, I just want to tell him that, you know, Italy, it's going good. I want to tell him that, you know, I missed talking with your guys for 3 weeks. And
yeah, I'm glad you're back in the starting lineup again, Joe. That's great. We need your creativity in midfield.
Well, we need to keep Andrew to, you know, done when it comes to Chelsea. So
I tell you what, Joe, whenever I go in Toronto, people talk, what about England, Italy, and Manaus? You know, what do you think about the game?
What do you think about the game?
You know, the start of the World Cup and the people are talking about the games. It's fantastic.
You know what, Dick? I think that Italy, for all intent and purpose, I think Italy is in trouble unless they do something creative. Because, Italian soccer, even though it's a prominent soccer, but it's composed all of foreign people. Very few Italian players are playing actively, as you know, outside of Juventus, two or three of them. All the other ones are foreigner. So those people, they go back, they play for their country, and the Italian players haven't played.
So, it's the same thing in England, Joe. You look, in the situation in the Barclays Premier League, and you've got a very similar situation. How many Englishmen were on the Chelsea team today, Andrew?
Well, Cahill and Terry.
Yeah, and two players, Ashley Cole and Frankie Lampard, on the bench. So, you've got players who are going to be counted upon by their country that are not getting playing time. And I was reading an interesting one, which we'll talk about down the road, about Julio Cesar, who's now with QPR, and he's the starting goalkeeper, has been for Brazil, and concerns about him getting a lack of playing time because, of course, he's going to be relied upon very much in the World Cup if Brazil are going to lift the trophy. So All kinds of things happening, guys, and with the transfer window, all this money, £760 million, jeez.
Yeah. Chelsea actually made some money.
Unbelievable, the money that's been spent in the Barclays Premier League this year.
Chelsea actually made money this time around because of the sale of Juan Mata to Manchester United. They actually made more money than they spent this time around.
Get the champagne out, Andrew, when you go home tonight. That's all you need to do. We understand.
I can celebrate for one night. It was a well-deserved
victory. Of course you can. It's great. Full deserved.
We don't want to forget also Sunday, it's Spurs against Everton, a very important match, Sunday at 8:30 on USA, so we don't want to forget that one. Tim Howard was actually doing the color today on the NBC
broadcast. Yeah, did an excellent job, and certainly it's a big game. Spurs wanted to bounce back from their last performance, yeah, so lots to talk about next week, guys.
Yeah, very good, and thank you very much, Dick. Thank you, Andrew, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, okay, Joe. Ciao, va bene.
Ciao.
Dick Howard on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Joe, I guess that's it for you tonight as well.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Joe. We'll be back with Josh Ray for the Rochester Lancers next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Have a mind, it's not to think. Will there ever be a blue tomorrow?
Sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web, FM 92.1, and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Best is back. The defending NWSL regular season champions, Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's own Abby Wambach and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the world's top league for pro women's soccer. Now's the time to purchase your 2014 Flash season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete against the best women's soccer players in the world. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena on Sunday afternoon, February 9th, against the Milwaukee Waves starting at 3 p.m. It's Mascot Day, and the Lancers will be celebrating the Special Olympics at the match. The RIT Pep Band will be playing, and the first 1,000 kids will receive free Thunder Sticks. And you can get a free personally styled Mohawk haircut at the match, courtesy of Sport Clips. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com. To get your tickets. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here, Joe Sirianni off for the rest of the show. We'll be back next Monday. And we're going to go right now to Michael Lewis first instead of Josh Reif. We'll have Josh on at the end of the show. So we have our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, good evening. How are things down in New York?
Well, it's a bit snowy here today. Out here on Long Island, it's about 8.5 inches of snow so far. So,
oh, my goodness.
It's sort of like Rochester a bit.
No, we didn't get any snow at all today. How about that? We actually had sunny skies.
Ah, good for you guys. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, well, it definitely was sunny out in Los Angeles on Saturday for the U.S. men. And, boy, what a good performance from them. It's funny, though. I was watching the highlights, and they were mostly highlights of South Korea attacking and the U.S. keeping them out of the net. But Chris Wondolowski certainly made his case a very Italian striker-like performance, getting a couple of very opportunistic goals for a 2-0 win over the Republic of South Korea. What were your thoughts on the match?
Well, I think he obviously helped his cause considerably. I would like to think, even though he's a different type of a player than an out-the-door, a Dempsey, a Donovan, I think he could be an occasional player coming off the bench to help things out if the U.S. needed someone late, because there's nothing like someone who has a knack for scoring goals. And Chris Wondolowski has shown it over the last several years, and he demonstrated it again against Korea. Graham Zuzi, I'd like to think he solidified a position on the team. You know, he might not necessarily be a starter, but he looked confident and good. I guess, you know, those are the two of the bigger winners offensively for the U.S. I don't want to call him a loser, but the fact that, unfortunately for Mike McGee, he had the food poisoning and did not get a chance to play, and these opportunities to show what you could do in a game in front of Jurgen Klinsmann are so few and far between, you have to wonder if the door might have been shut on him getting onto the U.S. World Cup team outside of an incredible start in Major League Soccer. I felt bad for Mike in that regard.
Couple of new faces. DeAndre Yeldon got his first appearance, I believe. Also, from the Red Bulls, Eric Alexander got into the match, as did Luis Gil. So certainly Jurgen Klinsmann looking at a lot of different players and a lot of different combinations for Brazil 2014.
And it's not just for Brazil 2014, it's also for the future, too. I mean, Gil is a very, very much, I think, a long shot to make it. But you want to give players an opportunity, get their feet wet, so to speak. And whether it's 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes or a half a game, get over that those opening jitters. And obviously you want to see how well they do. And, they acquitted themselves okay, but I don't think that they're in, at this juncture, one of the final candidates for the 23-man roster.
Certainly. Well, I was very happy to see it was a full sellout at the StubHub Center in L.A., 27,000. Certainly, there was a fair number of South Korean fans there. It's a large community in Los Angeles, but it's good to see. And the U.S. men will be off now until they play the Ukraine in March and in the international friendly window. And also heard, Michael, they're thinking of a U.S.-Mexico friendly before the World Cup, which hopefully will be friendly and not too highly competitive. We don't want anybody getting injured before the World Cup.
Yeah, I like the idea of a U.S.-Mexico friendly, because those two teams would be a while before they would have to meet in the World Cup proper if they got that far. And they traditionally have had friendlies between the two in World Cup years, so that's not a problem in terms of playing them. I would like to think, even though it would be a hotly contested match, that players on either team would not try to injure the opposition. But I would love to see a game like that, no doubt.
Well, we'll see what the U.S. soccer gets together as preparation for the World Cup. And turn over to the ladies' side, another great crowd in Frisco, Texas, over 20,000. The U.S. got a good start, winning 1-0 over Canada, and certainly the Canadians could not be happy that Sydney LaRue scored the only goal of the match after what happened in last year. But certainly, I think Becky Sauerbrunn was the player of the match, and she certainly made her presence felt. She assisted on the goal from LaRue and also did very well in the back, teaming up with former Western New York Flash player Whitney Engen. And also got to see the return of Amy Rodriguez after her baby was born, and now she's back in the fold again. And, of course, Abby Wambach captaining the team and doing very well in her 74 minutes of action.
Yeah, Sydney LaRue, was, she has Canadian blood, and she was going to be on the national team before she decided to flip to the United States. Big loss for Canada, big win for the United States. I mean, her deciding, because when it comes time for Abby Wambach to retire, Sydney LaRue would be the likely person to replace her. Different type of a player. She relies more on speed. Abby, I have always said, is a battering ram who, despite her size, can move when she has to. But with Morgan and LaRue up front playing together, if they're in form, they're going to be very, very difficult to stop.
That's right. And of course, Alex Morgan's still out injured. She was not on the roster. But there was another Morgan on the team, Morgan Bryan, the young player just coming out of college. And certainly she did very well. And Lauren Holiday did well. It was a good performance by the U.S. And the U.S. will now have two matches coming up against Russia. They play in Boca Raton this coming Saturday at 3:30. And then in Atlanta on February 12th. Neither match will be broadcasted on television, but they will be webcasted live at ussoccer.com. So chance to see Abby in action before the NWSL season gets underway. So another good test for the U.S. as they get prepared for World Cup qualifying later this year.
And the best thing about it is, for the U.S. and let's say Canada's sake, is that they don't have to play each other for qualifying. Canada is already in, so U.S. will have to concern itself with the likes of Mexico, which has improved greatly, Costa Rica, which their under-20 team had that incredible World Cup in the CONCACAF under-20 third-place game to clinch a berth in the under-20 FIFA World Cup in Canada this summer. I hope I'm not confusing the listeners with all that jargon, but I think that's going to be Tom Sermani's big challenge right now, is finding the right combination of players who can do well in qualifying and then obviously start preparing for next year, the Women's World Cup. It will be in the Western Hemisphere, and as we all know, it's always no place like home, or at least a place that's close to home. So the U.S. has to consider that a home advantage for many reasons.
U.S. will have a lot of support in these matches, especially the ones that are close to the border. And U.S. also will be playing Canada once again. It was announced today by Canada Soccer. They'll be playing Canada on May 8th up in Winnipeg. So we'll see how that impacts the NWSL schedule. It hasn't come out yet, by the way. We'll hopefully get that very soon. We're still waiting to see when the Flash will be opening up. And Michael, one thing before we let you go, there was announcement today. It looks like David Beckham's appearance in Major League Soccer as an owner will be coming to fruition. Looks like he has exercised his option to put a team in MLS, and of course it's going to be in Miami unless something really strange happens with the stadium situation. But it's interesting, a lot of people are saying, there's people saying, oh, there's going to be a failure, it's failed in Miami before, but then there's also people that say, look, they draw 70,000 people for meaningful friendly matches at Sun Life Stadium when you have the big stars there. So I think that David Beckham can bring in some big-name players, especially from South America, where that's where you have a lot of people in Miami who are of South American heritage, a Kaká or Argentinian player or somebody like that. I think they're going to do very well. I think that Bex has the wherewithal and certainly the notoriety and the pull to bring in some of these big-time players into Miami.
Well, you know, for people who say that it failed in Miami before, you have to remember the Miami Fusion actually played in Fort Lauderdale because there wasn't a stadium in Miami. And we don't have time to go into the history of that, but I think, you know, I guess what I'm getting at is times are different. The ownership is different. This is a different situation. That was 12 years ago when they had a close-up shop there. And I just think a Miami franchise will be successful in the league for some of the reasons that you said about having a David Beckham and finding a stadium, finding the right stadium and putting it in the right area. And with that together and bringing in the proper players, it can be a successful franchise, no doubt.
Right, and there's also rumors that LeBron James is going to get involved in this franchise as well. Him and Mr. Beckham are good friends, and LeBron's a big soccer fan, and I think, you know, it'd be big because, of course, he is Miami. I mean, he's the guy down there, and if you put that name along with David Beckham, and I guess the key, like I said, it's going to be the players. They got to bring in big name players who are going to draw fans, and it's going to be South America. It's going to be a South American based team. I really think so. And you bring in some big names who are, you know, coming out of the World Cup in 2014. There's going to be a lot of people in South America, a lot of players to look for. And I think if you get some of those guys to play in Miami, I think they're going to be a big success.
Oh, I agree. I think you've got to bring in the right type of players. It doesn't necessarily have to be all South American, but you want a key player, a marquee player that you could hang your hat on for the first 1, 2, 3 years of the franchise. Let's face it, as we all know, when you bring in foreign players to any team, including MLS, they're only going to be there star players for, you know, 2, maybe 3 years, and a lot of them are going to move on. Yes, there are exceptions and whatnot, but if you take a look at it, the, you know, key foreign players do move in and out of teams a lot in many, many countries and around the world.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see when the official announcement comes. Again, it's all based on the stadium. We'll see when that happens. Of course, it'll be great to have a Florida derby with Orlando. So, Michael, thanks so much for being with us as always, and keep the shovel handy, I guess.
I've been out a few times already today, and it's better to do it in increments rather than do it all at once. And it's good exercise, although I think I'm getting too much exercise this winter. I think we all are here. But thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll go talk to you next week.
Have a good one, huh?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. We take a quick break now, and hopefully we will have Lancers coach Josh Reif talk about the big matches coming up this weekend as the Lancers look to make the playoffs in the MISL. This is Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris. You're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here. Joe Sirianni, if you didn't hear, was on the show earlier. He's back healthy again, but unfortunately had a commitment for the second half of the show. He'll be back on next week for the full show. And very happy now to have with us the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, Josh Reif, and the Lancers with two huge matches this weekend that we'll be talking about. The Lancers are sponsoring this segment. You can get your tickets for Sunday's very important match against the Milwaukee Wave. It's a 3 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. Every match now is really a must-win for the Lancers, so they need your support. Come out Sunday, 3 p.m. There's no more National Football League or whatever you want to call it. Now it's soccer time, so be sure to be there 3 p.m. Sunday against the Milwaukee Wave. Josh, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing okay, Josh, and hopefully the team is doing okay, and we're looking forward to seeing them. I know they had the weekend off, or the week off. They didn't play over the weekend. So how's the team coming along injury-wise? Is everybody healing up now for this last big push?
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely what's happened this week. You know, like you said, with the weekend off, that was probably the number one priority. We kind of gave ourselves some goals going into the break, and number one thing on the list was to get healthy. And so, you know, I think we're able to do that. You know, just checking in on guys and seeing how they're doing. Everyone seems to be coming along, and the guys who are injured are feeling healthy, and the guys who are healthy are feeling a little more fresh. So, you know, we set the goal out there, 5 games. Like you said, they're all important coming down the stretch here, and I think guys are excited and hopefully up to the challenge.
So mention about the injury situation. Well, how is this? What is Gavin McInerney's status right now? I know he's been out with a broken foot. Where does he stand right now? Is he ready to get back into action, or at least be ready to play, or is he still unavailable?
No, Gavin is good to go. So he started jumping in a little bit last week and was all out by the end of the week. We had an inter-squad scrimmage on Saturday, and he played in that and was feeling good. And so, again, the expectation for this week, at least this weekend, is for him to go. And so far, he seems physically in a good spot and ready to do that.
Certainly, you as coach now are going to have a tough call to make. You've got two goalies and two gentlemen who certainly are very capable, and you're going to have to see who's going to play on Friday against Pennsylvania and then back here on Sunday against Milwaukee. But I know you guys are taking one game at a time. Pennsylvania is the classic trap game. It's a team that's won just one game this season, and the Lancers have beaten them pretty handily when they've played them in the past, but you don't want to look ahead to Milwaukee on Sunday, so I know that you guys are going to be ready to go down to Pennsylvania. What do you expect to see from the Roar this time around?
You know, they're a team that their record doesn't show it, and even some of their scores don't show it, but they're a team who, the game is the best teacher, so as the season's gone on and some of the younger players have gotten more experience under their belt, they're definitely a much improved team and a much more dangerous team, I think, than they might have been early on. They've made a couple late-season signings, which, we got to see firsthand, last time we played them at their place. And they're impact guys, and they're guys who have made, good positive contributions for them already in their first couple games. And so I think a young team, athletic, and one of those games that the longer you keep them around, the more confidence they gain. And when that happens, then all of a sudden you get down to the end of the game, and it kind of becomes a toss-up, and that's when, like you said, you talk about the classic trap game. The longer you keep them around and keep the game close, the more dangerous they become.
That's right. And, of course, on Sunday you've got your former team, Milwaukee. You know them as well as anybody. You know what they bring to the table, just a great, solid franchise, a team that just loves to hold on to the ball and great defense. And, of course, they have Syracuse on Friday night, so we get Milwaukee after they play against Syracuse. So we're probably rooting for Milwaukee in that match to beat Syracuse, and then we come hopefully can get a win. Last time we played them at home, we beat them, as you certainly well know. So it was the last game of the year last season. So it certainly can be done. The Lancers have the capability to knock Milwaukee off. So what do you guys think about Sunday's match?
The one thing I'll say that I think we haven't done as well this season, and I think obviously with our record you could probably point to a lot of things, but one of them is really this belief and this confidence that going in against some of the quote-unquote establishment and the more seasoned teams in the league, the Baltimore and Milwaukee, our body language, I think, and the way we approach those games sometimes looks like we don't quite have the confidence or the belief that we have what it takes, and I believe in the guys. I just hope that if we can bring a better mentality, I think, to start the game, we'll go a long way in helping us, get the results that we want. Even in the game when Mark Sottile's first game ever as a professional there in Milwaukee, I went back and watched game tape, and I know as much as anybody, I was as frustrated with the result. But go back and I watched it, and I had to come back to the guys after watching film and said, I know we're all disappointed. However, there were some positives, and we actually really did a lot of, I thought we did a lot of good things during that game. And obviously we did not get the result we wanted, but, for us to say that we're just completely out of the picture, I think would be, is not justice to our guys and the work that they put in. But I think we still have room to grow. Sure. And I think every team does, but hopefully we come in with a little more confidence, a little more swagger, heading into that match. And like you said, we have to, because every game now is such a critical game for us that, we need to come in with that mentality.
Well, Coach, we'll certainly wish you guys the best of luck on Friday night in Pennsylvania, and we'll see you on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena against Milwaukee. So bring home a win on Friday, and we'll be ready to go against Milwaukee on Sunday.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach Josh Wright for the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And again, the Lancers in action this Sunday, 3 p.m. against the Milwaukee Wave at the Blue Cross Arena. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. Friday night, 7:05 kickoff against Pennsylvania. You can watch it. Go to rlancers.com to watch the game live. And also, I thank Bob Lilly of the Rochester Lancers for being with us tonight. The Rochester Rhinos, check that. Rhinos and that will be starting up in just about a month. So we'll keep listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass for all the information on the Rhinos and the Western New York Flash as well. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.